Hi, this is a Set Pass podcast, episode 5.1, shall we call it? What was the last episode? 5, maybe? Anyway, today is just me, Scoop Dog, aka Dean, with your boy No One Sleeps in Tokyo. So it's just us two today because of the COVID. And we've been on hiatus because of the COVID. But there's too much support, too much cool stuff going on. Me and Rich have been playing a lot of Wario Pro. So, yeah, anyway. Welcome back, Rich, right, after all this time.
I know, right? That time was last time you spoke to me. I did sleep.
Oh, yeah, Rich. Well. Yeah, Rich is sleeping.
Missed that on the last episode, didn't I? So it's good to be back.
Yeah. So, first of all, yeah, you were talking to me the other day about the new broken support. What's it called? The new Cyberth.
Oh, yes. Hang on. Let me just pull it up. Gotta find it first. I'm just on my laptop. There it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to you today about Access Code Talker. What a dickhead of a card.
Hold on. Say the link. Like, what link is it and what attack is it?
Okay, so it's basically all the code talkers, apart from the link twos, have got 2300 attack. But this is a link four with 2300 attack, right? The arrows are up, down, left, and right. None of the diagonal bullshit. It's dark, cyberse. Archetypes are part of the code talkers. I thought Konami were done with making broken link fours, but clearly they're fucking not.
Yeah, because the thing is, Firewall was like, Firewall was good, but then it was almost like it got way too abused, way too like, and there was just they were banning everything else bar fucking Firewall. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, because when people called out for Firewall to be banned, they went, "Hey, we're gonna put that at one chaps."
And yeah,
it was at one for another 3 months, and it still was broke.
Yeah, okay, having it at 3 was bad. Having it at 1 is still bad. Like, having 1 firewall was good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a little bit like, what was it? Like, Gunblar. I didn't think Gunblar was too bad.
Gunblar, it was annoying.
It was annoying, it wasn't too bad.
Cards from your hand, didn't it?
Do you know what I mean? Personally, I feel like fucking Borrowsword's pretty hefty sometimes.
Yeah, Borrowsword is pretty hefty, like.
Do you know what I mean? But it's
even Borreload?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, Borreload is,
it's like, Avermax is really good. Avermax is really good. Borreload, I like. I like a Borreload. Borrowsword is just, it's fucking everywhere now, and it just annoys me.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Anyway, let's get back to the card.
Yeah, let's get back to it. Come on, read us the broke effect.
This fucking Access Code Talker. So, you know how broke Firewall was?
Yeah.
And you know how broke fucking Gunblar was, okay? Yeah. Gunblar ripping cards at your hand and Firewall, you know, enabling degenerate combos left, right, and center. Well, this motherfucker, if this card is link summoned, you can target one link monster that was used as its material for its link summon. This card gains attack equal to that monster's link rating times 1,000.
Yeah,
so it already becomes fucking huge, regardless.
Yeah.
Right?
So if you use a link fucking 4 or even a link 3, it gains 3 or 4k.
Yeah. I'll show off the bat, like, it's fucking, what the fuck. And here's the best bit, which, yeah, so like, oh, I can't even explain. Oh, I can, but my god.
So it's just dumb
you
as fuck.
You can banish one link monster from your graveyard.
Yeah.
Or field.
Mm.
Destroy one card your opponent controls. But for the rest of this turn, you cannot banish monsters with the same attribute as the activated, to the activated effect of Access Code Talker.
Oh my god!
So, in other words, if you banish a dark, you can't banish a dark. But if you banish a light, you can banish a light, and so on and so forth.
So it's also a King Calamity.
No, it's not a King Calamity, no. Like, so essentially, you can pop 6 cards for free if you've got one of each attribute.
Oh, wow.
If you had an Alistair deck, fuck.
Bro, if you had an Alistair deck.
Bro, he's getting whacked in Alistair's.
Yeah, like, I can imagine. How broke he is. Yeah, invoked.
He's getting, it's generic. It's two effect monsters, two plus effect monsters. That's fucking anything. And he's fucking the best thing. Your opponent can activate cards or effects in response to the activation of this card's effects.
Didn't you say it's not once per turn as well?
It's not a once per turn, no. So you can just go bang, 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 bang.
Yeah. See, this is a thing, yeah.
You can't chain to it.
Yeah, yeah, it's bullshit. It is fucking bullshit. The thing is, yeah, people need to boycott Konami, yeah. Right. Konami, they know what they're doing. They know this card is broken. They know it's broken. But what they want you to do is they want you to buy the sets because they know it will be competitive. Oh, yeah. So they're going to ban it. They'll ban it in 6 months. But for six months, probably. People will be buying all the booster. It's like you see all this, because of this COVID shit, yeah, you know, like all this Corona shit. No one's buying Yu-Gi-Oh cards because no one can meet up and play. Everyone's just playing YGO Pro online. But, I lost my train of thought. The booster boxes. Wow. The booster boxes. You know, like how they're adding all this new extra shit like dices and fucking promo cards and alternative arts and all this shit to booster boxes? I promise you that won't be forever. That's just temporarily while COVID's going on, because they know they're trying to entice people to buy cards because everyone's being dead tight with their money because of COVID. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're going to release a crazy powerful OP card to make people buy it, and then they'll just, it's like Summon Sorceress. Yeah, Summon Sorceress got banned in the OCG. We knew it was going to get banned. Why even release it in TCG? Why? We knew it was going to get banned.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it could come back, you don't know.
Yeah, it's one of them. Like, it all depends on.
Like, mate, there's been so many cards.
What comes out and whatnot.
Yeah. I mean, name some cards that we never thought were going to come off the ban list.
Monster Reborn was one.
Relinquished
Card Destruction, Relinquished Thousand Eyes Restrict.
Yeah, I never thought I'd see those cards again, ever. Ever.
Like,
my boy Stratos. My boy Stratos. As
well. Yeah, Stratos, your boy Stratos, and Morphing Jar.
Yeah. Oh, mate. Yeah, we never. What? Morphing Jar 2?
Morphing Jar still banned. Morphing Jar 2 is still banned, sorry.
Morphing Jar 2 is banned?
Morphing Jar 2 is still banned, bro.
What? Like, I thought Morphing Jar 2 got limited.
No, it's Morphing Jar 1 is limited.
Nah.
You know, flip it face up, discard 5 cards, draw 5 cards.
Okay.
Great deck.
Oh, great card. God. Talking about Morphing Jar 2, if you guys haven't checked, if you're listening to us on CastBox, we have a YouTube channel, Set Pass Podcast on YouTube. Check that out. I designed a playmat and drew it all myself in dots and stuff like that. If you want to check out the art, you go over to my Instagram, which is Big Tall Dean, or go over to our YouTube, which is Set Pass Podcast, and you can see the playmat that I designed. If you want to buy one of the playmats, inbox me on Instagram at Big Tall Dean, and I'll ship one to you, depending where you are. If it's UK, it's free postage. If it's any other part of the world, I'll have to see how much it is. But yeah, inbox me and we'll sort one out for you. Do you know what I mean?
Trust me, guys, it is fucking beautiful.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I got pictures and videos just don't do it justice. Like, the mat is super high quality. The detail is super high quality. Like, Dean has put a lot of hours into this.
Oh, mate, you saw me sending you the images every day that I was drawing. It was easily more than 100 hours.
Over the space of 3-4 weeks, was it? Something stupid?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The whole lockdown, it's basically the whole lockdown I've been designing this.
Yeah, it's
a shame,
isn't it?
Yeah. I designed another playmat as well. It's a 5Ds one, but it's got
junk stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it's got Junk Warrior, the Hedgehog, Junk Synchron, Quick Draw Synchron, and
got some real good stuff on it, man.
Yeah, that one's not for sale yet though.
That one still needs some other bits and bobs.
Also, another thing that me and Rich were talking about the other day, I don't think it was on the podcast though, but a while ago we were talking about Jinzo support. We literally said, why does Jinzo not have any support? So this is ages ago. But obviously
And the jar stuff.
And the jars. The jam.
Yeah, the jam breaking machine.
The jam.
I can't believe this has been released.
Yeah, I said about the jam ages ago, and now they've released new jams port. And then me and Rich were talking about Jinzo off podcast, and now they've released podcast. I'm just going to quickly talk about the new Jinzo's port if you haven't seen it. I'm going to read the. I'm just going to try and read the TCG names, not the OCG. So the first one, and the card art for the Jinzos look fucking brilliant. This one's called...
I was going to say, sorry, Jim, before you start.
Yeah.
I have actually got my laptop open, and I am on YGO Pro, and I can get the cards up right here. I'm looking at, currently, the Menacing Jinzo.
Yeah, so that's the same one I'm looking at, yeah. So the Menacing Jinzo, it's a level 7, 2,400 attack, 1,500 defense. And the effect is you can only use each of this of card's name once per turn. You can use each effect amongst the first and second effects with the card's name only once per turn. If either player possesses a trap on the field or in the graveyard, you can special summon this card from your hand, but it becomes a level 6 for the rest of the turn. During either player's main phase quick effect, you can tribute this card, special summon one Jinzo from your hand or graveyard, then look at all the spells and traps your opponent controls and destroy all traps among them. Jeez.
Yeah, like, literally. I'm looking at some of the cards now.
So Jinzo is good for Subterra, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, just shit on Subterra. Like, I can't believe they've re-released, like all the old artwork, all the old cards. Like, they've even got fucking Psycho Bound, which was that magical bound thing with the mirrors. And they've even got Giga Cyber in here as well.
Yeah.
These are old school cards that have just been retrained.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, but, like...
Oh, I love it.
Rehashing shit.
The next one is it's another Jinzo, but it's called Psycho Bounder. It's a light machine, level 4.
Yeah, this is the one I was just on about.
Yeah, 1,700, 1,000 defense. You can use each effect amongst the first and second effects with this card's name only once per turn. If this card is normal or special summoned, you can add one Jinzo or spell and trap that specifically lists Jinzo in the text from your deck to hand. If another monster you control is attacked by an opponent's monster before damage calculation, you can destroy both the attacker monster and this card. So that's pretty good.
What?
But does that mean you take no damage?
Before damage count, yeah.
Oh, yes, you take no damage.
That
okay.
means it's before modifiers, which means amazing.
Yeah, so that's pretty good.
That's so fucking mental.
So, I mean, this deck, I don't know what... Because the thing is, it'd probably be okay on its own, but what would you mix this deck with? Do you know what I mean? Like, what would you mix...
Nah, it'd be on its own.
Mix Jinzo with something. I don't know what.
Well, I don't know.
Mystic Mind Jinzo. Mystic Mind Jinzo Exodia.
Wow.
Oh, bro. I'll show you guys my deck profile, but I've been playing... Mystic Mine, Exodia, Nibiru. Oh my god. The deck is... It's fucking horrible. It's boring. Bro, I was playing it, yeah. I was winning quite a few games with it. But it was boring. Like, turn 20, turn 30. Like, if I wasn't drawing into Exodia... Oh, mate, it was so boring. And, like, the guys... A lot of people, as soon as I went, Mystic Mine, Field Barrier, they all just surrendered. They were like, no, go away. Boring.
Well, yeah, because it's a deck move.
Yeah, it is. It is. I hate going against anyone who plays Mystic Mind regardless.
God damn it.
All right, anyway. We're down to the spells for the Jinzos, which is Law of the Cosmos. It's a normal spell card. You can only activate one card with this card's name once per turn. If your opponent can set one trap directly from their hand or deck. If they do, special summon one Jinzo from your deck. If they do not, add one Jinzo or one monster that specifically lists Jinzo in the text from your deck to your hand. I'd probably said that. I don't know. Anyway, next one.
Well, I've got the... If I can read that out, that exact same one, because I've actually got the card in front of me.
Yeah, go on.
Your opponent can set one trap directly from their hand or deck to the spell and trap card zone. And if they do, special summon one Jinzo from your deck. Otherwise, add one Jinzo or one monster that specifically lists the name in its text from your deck to your hand. So it's basically a searcher for Jinzo. But then also, it blocks because you spec Jinzo out, that trap that they've just put on the field is useless. So you're essentially blocking out, you're getting two things there for free. Yeah. You're blocking out one of their spell and traps they can't use.
That's pretty good. I tell you what, I reckon I'll go up. And it probably, and it, I think it was roughly about £5 before. Do you remember the alternative art for Jinzo? The one made by Kazushi Takahashi. The one that's like pink and he's got the yellow thunderbolts. Because I've had, well, I sold one. I had the original Dark Magician artwork for Jinzo. But what were those cards called? That's a word for it. I can't remember.
They were hand-drawn ones, aren't they?
Yeah. But it's by the creator of Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, he specifically drew it himself, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Oh, it might be anniversary.
I think it is actually the anniversary.
Yeah, it is. Fucking hell. Because of the new Jinzo support, that Jinzo card's gone up to £20. I knew it would.
Not surprised.
That Jinzo card was worth about a fiver before, because no one cared. But because of the new...
Support.
Yeah. I tell you what, would look sick if I drew that new old anniversary Jinzo in that art.
Yes,
that would look lit because he looks really cool. He's almost like Frankenstein, isn't he? All right, next one is called Contact with the Universe. It's a continuous spell card. You can use each effect among the first and second effects. Blah blah blah. You can send to the graveyard one monster you control that is owned by your opponent. Special summon one machine monster from your hand or graveyard. During your opponent's draw phase, when they conduct their normal draw while you control a Jinzo, you can declare a card type, monster, spell, or trap. Look at the drawn cards, and if the declared type is among them, send this card to the graveyard. And if you do that, draw one card.
What?
Mate, easy. Easy. You could abuse that with, was it Time Goddess or something?
Yeah, you could. Because you could just look at the top three cards.
Yeah, you set it in the order you want, and then you go, right, your turn, boom. Your turn, boom. Your turn, boom. And then just fuck them up.
And that's you constantly drawing cards.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Another one that looks weird as fuck is called Jinzo Returner. They kind of look. Do you ever remember the? I'm trying to think what they look like. They're from Jinzo Jektor is another one as well. But this one's called. Do you see what I mean? It's got the yellow shoulder pads.
Oh, that's old, bro.
Yeah. I know it's a reprint, but it looks bonkers. It looks like a giant testicle. It looks freaky.
Giant testicle with green eyes.
Yeah. What the fuck are Jinzo's meant to be anyway?
I think they're essentially experimented on humans, I'd believe.
I wonder what Jinzo actually stands for.
It's probably just a name, bro, if I'm honest.
I'm googling this now. Oh, yeah, Jinzo, known as Android.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Androids are literally just mechanical humans.
So they're like, mechanical human things. Another thing, talking about old school cards getting reprints and new support and stuff like this, and I was gobsmacked when I seen it. We don't know the effects yet, and we don't know its attack or anything. Time Magus, aka the fusion for Time Wizard.
Time Wizard.
All we know is it's a level 5 and it's a fusion, but I'm hyped for it because Time Wizard. And Thousand Dragon is getting a normal monster as well.
Oh, yeah. It's not Thousand Dragon, it's 100 Dragon, isn't it?
It's called what?
It's called 100th Dragon.
Nah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty dope. Do you know the effect of it or anything?
I don't know the effect.
Type in Time Magus.
I'm
going to go on YGO Pro, see if they've got
it. I'm looking for it now, and I don't think I can see it.
Yeah. Time Magus. Nah, it's not come up.
But yeah, like, that looks cool as fuck.
I'm really happy about that.
It's weird because they brought all Joey's cards back.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But it is cool as fuck, though. Like,
do you know what would be sad? If Jinzo gets more play than Red Eyes.
Oh, no, Red Eyes is going to get flat out abused.
Yeah, but but when were we ever going to see a pure Red Eyes deck again? Because Red Eyes has got a lot of support, it's just garbage.
Well, it won't be garbage soon.
Oh, we'll see.
There'll be fucking Red-Eyed Dragoon coming over.
Everyone will be using that, won't they?
And that's why Red Eyes Fusion will get banned.
Oh, so yeah, I know that.
I'm just going to quickly look it up. Red. Eyes. Nope. There we go. Nope. Oh, well.
Yeah, Oh, me and Rich, let's just talk about some games me and Rich had last night. Getting Nibiru'd twice.
Oh.
In the same game, turn after turn.
What a bastard.
To be fair, another thing that I really hope they bring up more support for, I mean, it's got a lot of support anyways, that is the Red Dragon. Because that Red Dragon deck is so fun to watch. Even, like, normally I get bored watching people play, but watching someone play Red Dragon is actually fun.
Yeah, like Red Dragon Archery. Like, the fact that we can now put all the synchros and stuff in the regular monster zones just gives the deck a good boost.
Yeah, yeah. Cause
but, like,
they don't need a link.
Boards, but it's just pretty cool. But, like, the one trap it has is fucking insane.
Mm, yeah, oh, especially when you have your life points over 10,000.
Absolutely insane.
Yeah.
So, like, the trap in question is called Red Rain, right? If you control a level 8 or higher synchro monster, banish all monsters on the field, except the monster with the highest level.
There is a card.
Yeah,
there is a card. I can't remember the name of it. There is a card. Oh.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
I don't know. Like,
it's a World Legacy card, and it's where if you have over 10,000 life points, you gain some. Oh, what's the name of it? I'm gonna Google it. Sorry, guys. I like Yu-Gi-Oh, but I'm too forgetful with names. Yu-Gi-Oh, over 10,000 life points. I'm sure it's a World Legacy card. There's probably people listening to this screaming the name down the mic, like, "It's this card." There it is. Child's Play.
Child's Play.
Each time your opponent summons a monster, you gain 300 life points. Your monsters cannot be destroyed by battle while you have 10,000 or more life points. Bro.
Sounds like a tech card to put in.
Yeah, mate, we'll get sideboard it at least. Give it a go. It sounds shit, but you hit over 10,000 life points easy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, easily.
You know.
In the sideboard it goes.
Is there any way that you can stop your cards getting destroyed by card effect?
Return of
the Dragon Lord.
Yeah, Return of the Dragon Lord, which I run anyway.
Yeah, so that, with Child's Play, literally you can't touch them. Oh, mate, another thing with that Exodia deck. So if you play Mystic Mine and Field Barrier, which I know, guys, I know it's a cancer combo. I'm not going to do it anymore. Sorry if you've played me. If you want to play me on YGO, just look out for Scoop Dog. I have it in all capital letters. If you want to find Rich, what is it, Rich?
No One Sleeps in Tokyo.
All in one word. Yeah. And if you ever see a locked room with me, Scoop Dog, and you want to go in it, the password is always D's Nuts. DEEZNUTS. So if you manage to get the password, I know that you're listening to the podcast, so I'll let you door me. Do you know what I mean? And if you can beat me, and if you can beat me, why'd you... what'd you say, Rich?
He will scoop.
Oh, yeah, I scoop a lot. But if you can beat me, yeah, on YGO Pro, like best of three games, I'll send you a free playmat.
Whoa. Okay, what?
Yeah. You have to be a listener, though, bro. You can't be on the podcast.
Don't be freeloading, right?
Yeah, you can't be freeloading. Yeah, you have to be a...
You've got to commit to this bullshit. Yeah, like,
but you got to find me.
You've got to listen to grown men argue about a card game.
Yeah, you've got to find me. I host quite a lot. Do you know what I mean? I normally host about 9 p.m. British time, so London time, 9 p.m.
The GMT.
Yeah, sometimes 3:30 p.m. Do you know what I mean? So
I can occasionally host as well. you follow me on Instagram, No One Sleeps in Tokyo.
Yeah.
You know, I'll hook you up. All you got to do is drop me an inbox and be like, yo, fancy game? I'm like, bro, let's go.
Yeah. And if you beat Rich and you send me the replays, yeah, and that's a good, you beat him proper good, best of three games, I'll send you a free play mat as well. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to regret this play. I'm going to regret saying all this.
You literally are.
I know.
Like, you are getting, you're going to get battered.
I'm a cheapskate as well. Don't we?
Yeah, he don't give anything away for free, listeners. Yes.
Oh, another thing as well. Let's talk more about well, there's got the new jam cards.
The jam breaking machine. Yeah, so like the jam breaking machines, man. Like, oh my god. I literally love the fact that they brought out new support.
Right, I love it. Right. Like, I hate that Konami are bringing out broke cards. Yeah? But I love that they keep bringing out all these amazing, you know, retro cards, and they give all these, like Galaxy's finally getting some new support, Jinzo's getting some new support, Jam's getting some new support, like Red Eyes is getting some new support,
including the God cards as well.
Yeah, the God
cards are getting that weird fusion monster.
Yeah, they're becoming playable again. Yeah, but like, say they released a bunch of new Red Dragon cards, yeah, they're still not meta, because they're releasing cards that abuse the meta, like that fucking new Code Talker. Like, anyone who plays meta is like, what was that new meta deck you were talking about?
Emancipators.
Yeah, I played against them yesterday, yeah. Oh my god, bro. Like, he was summoning, and my biggest pet peeve is it's like, right, so I set one, maybe summoned two cards, and then he did a bunch of shit, returned everything on my field to my hand, and then it's like, and he had about 9,000 worth of damage on the field, and he's still summoning and extending. It's like, bro, you've got damage. That's damage.
Yeah.
Like, the game's done. You've got damage. Why are you still summoning? Why are you still, like, you scoop. Done.
Yeah, like, fucking irritates you, man.
Well,
like,
he didn't beat me, because obviously I scooped, do you know what I mean? So you don't, if you scoop, you don't lose.
Yeah, which is true. Like, 100%.
So that's why it's going to be hard to beat me, because you've got to beat me before I can scoop.
Yeah, literally.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, that's a good one. Beat me before I can scoop.
You gotta be some fucking on point with that shit.
Yeah, be crafty. It's doable. It's doable.
It is doable. I've done it. Like, yeah. It's tough.
Yeah.
He's Richard, done it to me as well.
Yeah. Oh, I love scooping, mate. I love a good scoop. But what else was I talking about? Yeah, but the thing is, I have so much more fun playing decks like Galaxy. Like my Cubic, I'm having so much fun playing my Cubic. My Cubic deck's my favourite deck at the minute. And just figuring out different ways. If you know,
years.
Yeah, and tweaking it and making it, you know, more playable.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's too easy to go, right, let's play Orcust. Do you know what I mean? Let's play Sky Striker when they're at full power. Let's play Thunder Dragon when they're at full power. Because it's an easy win, do you know what I mean? Like, let's play something that's got to make you think, and you lose a couple of games, or you brick, and you're like, what should I pull out? What should I add in? Well, like, what should I take out? What should I in? Like, when I was building the Cubic decks, I built it to burn people, because we both burn for 3k each. But then I started adding other cards where I burn them, like that Tremendous Fire where they take 1,000, I take 500. Chain Energy. Do you know what I mean? Like, where we both burn.
Some moves, but like.
It's, yeah. It's little things. It's little things that slowly make the deck more playable. Like, adding Evil Swarm to Cubics make it a little bit more playable. Like, that saves your ass a lot. And it, for me, that's what makes Yu-Gi-Oh! More fun. I don't like when it becomes overpowered. Because I used to play Magic the Gathering, and that's what made me put off Magic the Gathering. Was everyone was just playing the same shit.
Took massive boards.
Well, yeah, massive boards, and everyone's playing the same decks. Everyone's just playing meta. And I feel like Yu-Gi-Oh! Can be... That's why I do love YGO Pro. Because people can play any card they want. Do you know what I mean? Like, in real life, say if someone's flexing 3 Thunderstorms in real life, you're like, fucking hell, okay, I get it. But on YGO Pro, if you've got Thunderstorm, it's like no big deal, because you can have any card you want on YGO.
Yeah.
But back to talk about fun decks, my new favourite fun deck is the Generator cards. They're so fun.
Yeah, the Generators. Yeah, you played me yes last night, man.
Yeah.
Really fun, not surprising.
Yeah. Like, when they go off, they go off. But
yeah, definitely.
you can, like, there's been a few games where I lost badly against you, Rich, didn't I? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like I got
you'll
crashed.
Have games like that though.
Yeah, there's a few times I break. But if you generally, if you get the field card, you generally with the money. Do you know what I mean? Because you at least get one free summon. And the latest generator, you know the one that negates. I can't remember the name of it. I think it's called like Horror or something, or Hoar or something.
Whore. H-O-A-R.
Dirty whore. Yeah. So when you get that dirty whore on the field, he can just negate every mother, because you get a bunch of tokens and you just fuck the tokens off. But whore with Solomon Warning, boy, that is a combo.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Literally.
And I'm thinking about adding a few, you know, sorry about being meta, adding a couple of ashes to the generators, just, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know. I mean, there's no harm in doing it, like.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I went against the worst guy last night as well. I was on Warjoke. He was playing, you know, the band Pendulum Magicians.
Really?
Yeah, he was playing the band Pendulum Magicians, but he didn't turn the timer off. So, you know, so he could take his turn as long as he wanted.
Yeah.
So he was taking forever, like ages and ages. And I thought, fucking hell, when's it my go? And I'm looking, and I go, bro, and I chuck, and I go, bro, have you turned the fucking timer off? He's like, yeah. He's like, oh, I just want to make sure I get my combo down. I'm like, oh my God, bro. Do you know what I mean?
What's the point?
Well, he didn't realise I was playing Mystic Mining Exodia, so. Do you know what I mean? So I literally just went, Mystic Mine, Field Barrier, fuck yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
You know. Oh, yeah, bro. And then I put Ace of Cup, and then literally just he just kept ending his turn. I thought, bro, I'm literally just drawing into Exodia every turn now. You know what I mean? Because Ace of Cup, you just... Is it Ace of Cup or Ace of Draw or something?
It's a Cup of Ace.
Yeah. The one that you pick flip, three cards and you put them on top of your deck.
Nah, it's a flip a coin.
No, the other one. The one where you have to have lower life points. I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, it's the one where you
draw a fate.
Yeah, that's it. You get three cards and then you put them on top, and then you're literally just drawing into Exodia every turn after that. Do you know what I mean? Oh, it's fucking brilliant. I went against a guy playing Ancient Warriors last night, and he had a really, really good Ancient Warrior deck, but I was playing Mystic Mine Exodia and I was just being a dick. Do you know what I mean? But like, oh, it's so like, right, it's creative. It is another aspect of Yu-Gi-Oh that's fun. Do you know what I mean? Like Mystic Mine Exodia, that deck's just, it's done now. It's like you don't need to add or take away from it. Like it's fine how it is.
It is what it is.
Like it's just a draw stall out deck, yeah, until you get Exodia. But it's fucking boring to go against, and it's even more boring to play.
Sounds like some terror invest.
I don't know, Subterra's on 50-50 on. I have a soft spot for Subterra's. To me, you were the first Subterra guy, because you were playing Subterra before Guru.
Yeah.
You were playing Subterra before Guru, and you used to use all the behemoths. Like, you used to use all the big...
All the big boys.
Yeah, you used to use all the Subterra big boys. And then when Guru come out, it kind of... You just sat on Guru, and that's when you stopped. You didn't like the deck as much, did you?
No, it got boring, man. Like I topped locals a couple of times with it. Like second, I got third and then fourth.
Yeah,
the deck just outlived. It's just it's the same shit. It's flip, search a hand trap. Okay, can I attack? No, well, let's leave it and turn. Set on a floodgate. Okay. Oh, you activated something. Ash or Imperm or Ogre.
Empress? Or... Is it Empress or something?
I don't fucking know. One of those.
The little fiendy girl.
Yeah, Fiendess, that was the one.
Fiendess,
the
activation, yeah.
Flip this face down. Cool, end turn, flip it face
down. Oh, she was so annoying, bro. She used to drive me mad. But yeah, it was a good deck, though. Do you know what I mean? What's your least favourite deck to go against?
My least favourite to go against?
Yeah.
Like currently or
currently past? Or of all time?
Orcus, I should like the Orcus. Pain in the fucking ass.
Yeah, mine's probably Orcas too, because it's just, you blow it up and it comes back, you blow it up and it comes back, you blow it up and it comes back. Like, it has way too much recovery.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, Galaxy, you can spend a lot of time setting Galaxy up. I know I keep going on about Galaxy, but I fucking love Galaxy. Galaxy's my boy, shout out to Galaxy. But,
yeah, shout out to Speedroids.
Yeah, shout out to Speedroids, you know what I'm saying? But that's another thing, like with Speedroids, you blow them all up, they've got a little bit of recovery. So's Galaxy a little bit, but it's like Orcus is like, you can just keep bashing them and bashing them, but they just keep coming back.
Yeah,
like Dingy, bro. Like, bro, I was playing Field Barrier, Mystic Mine, and Dingy come out, and Dingy fucking returned, sent Mystic Mine to the grave. I was like, no. And then because Field Barrier is on the field, you can't summon another Mystic Mine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, it's piss take. Absolute piss take.
I don't like it. I just, like, Skyshock and Orcus for me was just fucking shit.
Yeah.
To go against.
You know what I mean? Right, anyway, this has been our COVID update, little rant, just me and Rich. Me and Rich are going to play a little bit of YGO and then chill. Find us on Castbox. It's an app, you download it, type in Set Pass Podcast, and you'll find us on there. If you're listening to us on Castbox, find us on YouTube, which is Set Pass Podcast. Subscribe, hit the bell, because then you'll be part of the Bell End Squad. Do you know what I mean? Don't want to miss those.
The Bell End Squad.
You want to be part of it, mate? Rich, are you subscribed? Are you part of the Bell End Squad?
I am part of the Bell End Squad.
I'm part of the Bell End Squad. Do you know what I mean? You got to be a Bell End to keep up with it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then if you want to check my Instagram to get a play mat, it's Big Tall Dean, BigTallDean, and you'll find me there. If you want to find Rich on Instagram, what is it, Rich?
No One Sleeps in Tokyo, all one word, all lowercase.
There you go, boom. Anyway, this is Dean, Scoop Dog, signing out.
With your boy, No One Sleeps in Tokyo. Take it easy, chaps.
All right, see you later, guys. Bye.